KINY Juneau. Now from the Alaska Airlines Studio, local first news for Juneau and all of Southeast Alaska.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. These are the stories we're following this hour. A statewide public opinion poll has found overwhelming support for education reform in Alaska. The Alaska Association of Elementary School Principals has announced their National Distinguished Principal for 2024, and President Joe Biden will face Democratic voters this Saturday. But first, Governor Mike Dunleavy released the findings of a new statewide public opinion poll on education reform yesterday afternoon. He explains why he wanted to conduct the poll.
I wanted to really find out where the people of Alaska were. I knew where the people were in this building. I knew where a lot of the lobbyists are. I knew where a lot of the NEA and school boards association were. They made it clear to me where they were at, that they didn't want to give up local control on charter schools, which was an interesting story because you would have people talking to us about what seemed to be important to them was not giving up local control to the state, which the state oversees schools. It's kind of interesting. But people outside the building in Juneau were talking about funding. So it was kind of trying to figure out what it really is. Is it funding or is it control? Probably a combination of both.
Matt Larkin, owner of Dittman Research, went through the different data points. The poll was a large sampling size of 810 people.
When it comes to the question of increasing student achievement or student performance or outcomes, what is the most important factor? And by a margin of 1.7 to 1, Alaskans would say change and reforms to the systems are the most important factor versus increasing education funding. So it's not a question of do they think funding is important. They do, and they support it. But it's a question of what is likely to raise student outcomes. And Alaskans would be, by margin of 1.7 to 1, would say change and reforms to education systems.
While 77% of Alaskans surveyed support increasing the base student allocation funding, 57% said that changes and reforms to the education system are the most important factors in improving education outcome, compared to 33% who said that increasing education funding is the most important factor for improving education outcomes. The Alaska Association of Elementary School Principals has announced their National Distinguished Principal for 2024 is Heather Kahn, principal of Stedman Elementary School in Petersburg. She was nominated and selected through a statewide search process conducted by the Alaska Association of Elementary School Principals. Kahn is a fourth-generation Alaskan and a lifelong resident of Petersburg. She graduated from the University of Alaska Southeast with a Master's of Elementary Education and Special Education and went on to receive her MED in Educational Leadership from the University of Alaska Southeast in 2015. She is currently pursuing a PhD in school psychology. President Joe Biden will face Democratic voters this Saturday in a pair of nominating contests in Alaska and Wyoming that are unlikely to produce any surprises. Jordan Lewis has this story.
In Alaska, 15 delegates are at stake in Saturday's party-run primary, but the event won't resemble any other presidential nominating contest held so far this year. Democratic voters will convene in meetings in each of Alaska's 40 state House districts and indicate their support for Biden in a voice vote. Most of the district meetings will be held virtually by video conference, although participants in Fairbanks and Juneau have the additional option of attending and voting in person. State party officials had originally planned to hold a vote by mail primary to conclude on April 6th, but they revamped their plans after U.S. Representative Dean Phillips of Minnesota suspended his campaign, leaving Biden the only remaining candidate to qualify for the Alaska ballot. Rather than cancel the primary as Florida and Delaware did last month, the party changed the event to a simple voice vote and pushed it back a week to coincide with state house district caucuses. Doing so reduced the cost of the primary from $450,000 to $10,000, according to the state party chairman. Biden has already surpassed the number of delegates he'll need to officially claim the nomination at the convention this summer.
Coming up, Juneau Douglas High School and Thunder Mountain High School are putting on a combined fundraiser this weekend for high school track. That story next when Local First News continues. This Saturday, the Guy Thibodeau All-Comers Track Meet is open beginning at 2 p.m. to the community at the Thunder Mountain High School track. The event will go until 7:45. Thunder Mountain High School junior Amelia does shot put and discus, and she invites the community to come support the teams.
It's a fundraiser. Anyone from the community can come and compete against the high schoolers. Parents, elementary schoolers, just anyone can come. And we have a recommended suggested donation of $5 per event that you're doing, but really it's whatever you want to put into the TM and JD track teams.
Brandy Adams, shot put and discus track coach for Thunder Mountain High School, shares what the funds will be used for.
For our athletes, it's expensive to travel. It's expensive to participate in just about any sport in Juneau, and it's really supporting the athletes so they can continue in sports that they appreciate.
Here are some of the other events you can expect for this weekend.
So there's some standard events you can expect, like a 100-meter dash. We'll have some prelims and finals under the lights. There's some relays that are a little more traditional, but we're going to mix it up because it's a fun meet, and it might be like a co-ed team if you want to enter. But we also have a couple funky events that the kids came up with, including a relay of a 4x100 speed walking event, and an anything but a baton 4x1 relay. So you're passing anything but a baton. We've seen children being used, or cones, or rubber chickens. And then in the evening, we have one more kind of goofy medley relay, a 4x1. They've got a round of speed walking, a backwards run, a skipping event, and a bear crawl.
The track season will be over Memorial Day weekend when their state meet occurs in Anchorage. There is one more home meet in mid-May. As the Alaska House of Representatives opened debate on the state operating budget Tuesday, financial experts away from the House floor were calculating that the draft spending plan under discussion may not be affordable. The operating budget, which will pay for state services for 12 months starting July 1st, clocks in at $6 billion, excluding federally funded and fee-funded programs. The state's capital budget, which covers construction and renovation projects, is expected to be another $550 million. Other legislation, labor contracts under negotiation, and additional items are expected to add at least $100 million more. Altogether, the total is more than the state's expected general purpose revenue from investments, oil, and other taxes. But on Tuesday, legislators declined to make any changes to their draft plan for the 2024 permanent fund dividend, a $2,270 payout that would be the largest single item in the budget. Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Jazz Garrett.